Well, what I must say is that it is very sad that leaders in Africa, once they are given power, they think that the rest of the country have become blind, and therefore they begin to do things that a normal person will consider as highly insulting to the general citizenry. This is what is happening in our country. The president introduced a habit of inviting the media into cabinet meetings, and then he would shout at his ministers and say quite a lot of unpleasant things before the media. And the media would be allowed to splash all this show and so on. Why they are failing to do the same now, when it is the president himself who, for the first time in the history of our country, introduced this culture, we can't understand. But as I said, what is happening in this country is that our president and those around him, they think the entire country is foolish. They think the entire country cannot understand anything. Therefore, they can come up with all kinds of manipulation. Sometimes they're even creating rumors themselves. They'll create a rumor, release it, so that the media can feast on it, and then the following day, the same people come up and they say, no, such a thing never happened. This is the kind of governance we are going through. So there's a lot of money being invested in this useless kind of scheming and manipulation at the expense of democracy, at the expense of development, at the expense of moving this country forward.
Are you therefore saying that the picture purportedly showing President Sata chairing a cabinet meeting in good health condition is just a manipulation of the media? Is that what you're referring to?
What I can say is that even a child in the street does not understand why we have not seen the president in person. And the pictures that they have used are still pictures. We are not saying the president is sick and dying. All we are saying is that this thing does not make sense. The president went around the country to canvass for what people voted for him. Now that there are these rumors, some people even saying he has died, if the onus is on him to come out in the public and say he's well, and this is not well, the people understand. Why all these facts, all these points to bad leadership? And as I was trying to say, it's a blessing in disguise that this has come this year when we are celebrating our golden independence jubilee, so that Zambians can realize that the people have been governing us from before independence. They don't fit in the current dispensation. They don't fit at all. And this should be the last time Zambians are voting for this kind of people.
But Father Bwalya, some supporters of the president are saying that the opposition, including you, appear to be wishing the president ill will, and they say that is not acceptable.
No one in the world died because somebody wished them dead. People die because their time to die has come. People die because of their own carelessness. People die because God said, you shall die. You and I, we are all going to die. So even if the opposition are wishing the president ill, and the ones they are wishing him dead, why should they worry when the president is doing the right thing? Why should anyone worry? After all, as I said, no one would die just because people are wishing them dead. These people are failed to govern, and they know that in this part of the world, if you accuse somebody of wishing another person dead, that amounts to witchcraft, and people would look down upon such a person. They may even, instill instant justice on them and kill them. If you say I'm wishing somebody dead, it means that I'm a wizard.
Ruling party, Patriotic Front partisans are saying that it seems that the president can't do anything right, and that everything that he does, the opposition find fault with it, and that you just don't see anything good coming out of the Patriotic Front administration, despite enormous efforts to create jobs for the youth.
What I can say to you is that whatever it is we may be saying, whatever it is they may be accusing us of, we will never beat the record that President Michael Sata himself set when he was in the opposition. The bar is very high. We are trying to do that, but we'll never match him. He raised that standard too high. He was the one who called our late President Mwanawasa Meso, rest in peace, that his brain, when he was involved in an accident, remained on the tarmac. This was this president. It is this president who said about one of our late leaders that this leader wanted to be taking ARV, that prolonged life of somebody who got HIV. This leader wanted to be taking those ARVs alone. I cannot say other things that President Sata said when he was in the opposition. Every day, even things that were actually right for him he was opposing. In my case, I'm coming from a background where I can never oppose what is good. I'm on record several times talking about the good things that this government is doing. But look, I've always emphasized that if you beat your child and your child goes to the police to report you, and that's a police station, the police ask your child to explain some of the good things that you as a dad did to this child, the child will consider it as an insult because he has come to report that he has been abused, he has been brutalized by you. Zambians today are brutalized. We are all at the police station reporting that the government is violating our rights. The government is making the cost of living very high. Then you come up to me and you say, can you now tell me the good things that this government is doing? I think that you are not taking me seriously.